One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max? Then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Feeling-based welcome, everyone. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, as well as now iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. Always there are more places to find us, and that's growing. What never shifts is that this is where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. So let's start with a bold question. To what degree do you believe that the quality of your relationships with others is a direct reflection of the relationship you have with yourself? However you answered, I can tell you my guest and I are firm believers that it is. Indeed, when I look back to around 2004, when we met under professional circumstances, this foundational belief to her life and work has always been present, and I would say has absolutely strengthened as we have each continued to learn, grow, and develop year over year. So as we chat today about standing up, walking away, and reconnecting, you can rest assured we will be tracing an emotional mother-daughter journey, one in which I have had the privilege as a friend to take part across 15 years or so. For sure, I yet see her unmistakable, heartwarming smile amongst a carefully chosen circle of invitees to my father's memorial service in September 2012. And every single person in attendance was there on my behest because they had accompanied me on what remains the single most grueling chapter of my 60-year life, even beyond my growing up circumstances, as many of you listeners know. You know, it seemed like both a blink in time since my mother passed away in April 2010 and an eternity in light of the parental anguish that characterized the buildup to and aftermath of that horrific period. For my mother's service, I regrettably have to say that I invited no friends and only family, along with the several neighbors living on my parents' 1960s era street and a few close cronies of my educator father who wanted to pay respect to my mom. Why, you might ask? More friends than one did not get it, and one of them was actually quite offended that I would not bring forward friends to my mother's service. Well, bottom line, I remained very much incomplete with and ashamed of my mother at the time of her transition. I even wrote a letter about 2 years before, you know, the kind of letter that you write, but you really shouldn't mail it. Well, I sort of did to both parents, and it was around a time that I was turning 50. And essentially, I was appreciating all of the great things about my mom, but I was also asking a daughter's question about what blocked her from admitting it might have been challenging as a young person to grow up with her paranoid schizophrenia. And I was therefore going on to say that I often found her very checked out, and part of me was hurt and angry that I felt abandoned as a teenager and a young woman, even though a distinct part of me understood, of course. And so looking ahead, because she was already ailing at the time, I was anticipating that I would recite a eulogy for her, but at that moment, I could not speak to how great a mother she was. Yes, she did meet society's obligations over and above the call of duty. However, those were not my measures of success, and that was my point. See, I guess I counted as most important having a functional mother I could come home to from school during those years, and it wasn't possible because, if anything, I probably was more often or not a counselor or surrogate spouse to my mom. And if I couldn't, you know, receive from her certain things, I would have at least appreciated a little bit of ownership for, indeed, what became her unintentional destructive impact. And so I was saying, I will speak at her service to what was great about what she did, but I also would not be saying, you know, things that were not true for me. Now, there will be further updates to this story as we go into next week's show as well, because I'm here to indicate with everyone that how I felt at the time in 2008 is absolutely not how I see her life now in 2019. And I thank her for giving me life. I know that she did the best that she could, and I have appreciated since her many efforts on my behalf. Now, undoubtedly, anyone with a terrific mother-daughter relationship may have found it exceptionally difficult to just even hear these references. In fact, if they stayed tuned in, because these real messages from my core at the time have often been received, you know, with sadness or anger or even vilification on social media from people in my various circles. On the other hand, those with what I call an uncopable mother, a difficult mother of some sort, will frankly and secretly have applauded that a daughter actually dared to speak her truth. Always, I remind us, why do I go to such lengths to be so raw about our relationship? And the answer is so as to give you permission to do the same, even as you hopefully listen in the privacy of your home or car or outdoors, or if at work, I hope you're in an enclosed space. Indeed, I would say that I lost relationships with three of my four cousins because they actually refused to hear my experiences, as opposed to the whitewashed version they held of my mother from birth. You know, I also reinforce that I have come to view her journey through this lifetime now much more according to how wanted I was. I know how excited my parents were when they were expecting me, and I have placed that too on Facebook recently. I just believe very much in being transparent, visible, and vulnerable. On the other hand, much as my guest and I know one another for a while, and she's a mother and a young grandmother herself, you know, even she may be more than a little surprised over my revelations, but I doubt it because we've talked about a lot of things across the years and have developed a very deep understanding of one another. My point is to demonstrate that it is a process to come to grips with a parent where there is a lot of baggage. But when you do, the rewards can be great. And I hope you will stay tuned, not only during this show, but also next week on that front. Always we invite Collins at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And I know that today's preamble was a little bit on the intense side, so I will shortly pause to give you a bit of a breather to take all of that in. When we come back, I can't wait to introduce relationship intelligence expert Sandra Lee. For right now, I'm Caroline Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back to all of you. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and as we go into this segment, here's something for you to think about. Has anyone out there ever experienced a fear of abandonment and betrayal of those closest to you, resulting in possibly a subconscious need to be validated by others that might include a parent or a partner, and to know that you matter? Well, my guest has. So let's not waste any more time in bringing her on so that we can learn to transform that mindset along with others. And it is my distinct delight today to introduce with you Sandra Lee. And Sandra is a passionate advocate for healthy relationships. She says that our ability to connect in a meaningful way has a direct impact upon our personal success. Through her own training and experience of coaching over 10,000 individuals in both personal and professional areas, Sandra has identified key drivers to healthy relationships with yourself, with your romantic partner, with friends and relatives, and certainly those you work with. As a relationship intelligence expert, Sandra is a sought-after international speaker, author, business consultant, and coach. And in my mind, she's been just a slight bit humble in her bio, so I'm going to add that she has also spent 25 plus years in organizations addressing human behavior in the workplace, having developed tools and techniques to transform corporate cultures with leaders and employees at all levels. She has explored a lot about personal barriers to success and happiness, and I think how that relates to elder care is that all of her experiences combined, I suspect she would say, have brought her to this time and place today. So, Sandra, welcome to the Conscious Caregiver Show, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, good morning, Carolyn. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you. And so we've got lots to do with folks today. So let's hop into what I'd love to hear more about, which is your own journey and how you have chosen to approach elder care. Go to it, Sandra.
Absolutely, Carol Ann. Well, my journey involves my relationship with my mother, and it's a journey of evolution. As you said earlier, it starts with awareness, standing up for yourself, and actually walking away, and then just recently starting to reconnect. And so in my case, I recognize that my mom has always been a wounded bird herself, and it's from her own upbringing, and I get her, I understand, but I have still chosen to not put myself in the line of fire. My mother's now 87 years old. She could be loving, she can be generous, she could be creative, but she also had her dark side. So growing up, her behavior was very critical, harshly judgmental, at times even cruel. She was physically hurtful. I remember walking home from school one day and she forgot I was in a gymnastics practice and she stops her car in the middle of the road and starts beating the crap out of me on the street. And a man stops his car and told her to stop it. She told him to get lost and mind his own business. And there's many examples of that. And she was emotionally abusive. That's the worst part. Those are the scars that are on the inside. You know, when you're 7 years old getting kicked out in the front porch of your house at night, what does a seven-year-old do that would cause that? Or the stopping the car and kicking you out to the side of the road. All of those elements are very traumatic in the mind of a young child. And we depend on our parents for our very survival and protection. So as kids, we're used to that level of chaos in our house. And it gave us pretty much, I'd say, a distorted view of what was normal. Her worst behavior happened when my dad wasn't home, so he never really saw it. But what he did see and hear, he would rationalize it versus stopping it. So in his own way, he was complicit, but to this day, I've never held that against him. So I guess my approach as a kid was to fight back. As an adult, it was to get her to understand the impact of her behavior. And when that didn't work, I finally reached a point when I walked away from our relationship. And that was 3 years ago. I made it very clear why I will not communicate with her and what I needed from her if she wanted to have a good relationship with me. That took me over 50 years to get to that point. And just now, after 3 years, we started to reconnect, only because she has started to change her behavior.
Wow. Wow, Sandra, you know, As I said, I know a lot about your journey, and you are yet illuminating things for me today, as well as for our audience. And I know our listeners value greatly visibility, transparency, poignancy, in fact. So already now, I have to thank you for sharing as clearly as you did, because this is in service with others. And you've already touched on certain things that had to have been more than challenging. And I'll build on it and say, now what else? Because I know you've done this whole walk from walking away to, you know, standing up for yourself to reconnecting. So what have you experienced along the way of doing that?
Well, I guess some of the hard parts were, you know, you're excited to go visit your parents and you take the two-hour drive up to the house, and after an hour, the verbal assault start and the negativity. So putting up with that because I wanted to see my dad. But really the biggest challenge for me was, how can I help in this situation? What can I do for my dad? So I was divorced. I had a 4,000 square foot house with my youngest daughter and my German Shepherd. So I said, you know what, guys, I don't want mom, but dad, you guys want to move in with us? And my dad was in and out of the hospital. He was sick. I gave him floor plans. He was so excited, Carol Ann. The spark, he actually had a spark in his face because she was verbally abusive with him too. So it was my chance to rescue him. Unfortunately, my dad passed away 8 years ago and he never made it. So what happened is mom wanted to move in. And I went, oh dear. I said, mom, you know what? It would actually be great if you could move in. You're not alone. You could help me with my youngest daughter when I travel. It would be mutually beneficial, but not until we reconcile our differences. And she wanted to know what they were. And I told her, and her response was, well, too bad, that's the way I am. And I went, you know what, mom? No, I can't have you move in. And she, Carol Ann, was horrified. To this day, she's horrified. She's my mom. And she says, you know, I'm Eastern European, where I come from, you live with your kids. And I said, mom, I've been in years of counseling, building back my strength, my confidence, finding my voice. I cannot invite that level of negativity and harshness into my home. So that was huge to say no to her. Learning that I did not get the unconditional love I needed as a kid and the impact it had on me. When I learned that, I cried, Carolyn, for 3 weeks. It was like this grieving the loss of my childhood and grieving the loss of not having the parenting that, or the mothering in this case, that I needed. Finally walking away from her. Yeah, when I finally walked away from her and I told her, I said, this is why I can't communicate with you because of all these, the way you're behaving. And to actually do it was hard. I wanted to pick up the phone because I used to call her every day. And I wanted to pick up the phone and I just didn't do that. That was extremely hard. The other part would be the opinions, like you said earlier for you, opinions of family and friends, people who believe that I should tolerate her because she's my mother, and trying to stay strong in those moments and stick to what I believed in. So that was challenging.
That all of those things were extremely hard, and I knew some of them at the time, but we're going to continue the dialogue in just a moment. So stand by, Sandra, and everyone, you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History in the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
Jenny Friend is a licensed marriage and family therapist and a certified clinical sexologist, commonly known as a sex therapist, with over 30 years of experience in the field of sexuality. She's been a researcher and teacher and is further trained in human development over the lifespan. She's also a published author and a radio personality. Her specialized training in lifespan developments means she can help individuals, couples, and families through difficult developmental phases. Her primary ways of working are through the tools of cognitive, behavioral, and psychoenergetics theories and techniques. Couples, individual men and women, and families are also welcome. She can meet in her office in Costa Mesa, California, or on the internet through Skype at JennyFriendMFT. Call 714-210-9200. You can also send an email from her website at www.centerforclarity.org. That phone number again is 714-210-9200.
So pleased you decided to join us today and glad you're on board. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We invite call-ins at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And we have with us today our guest speaker, author, business consultant, and coach, Sandra Lee, and she has already been sharing with us tremendously about her own mother-daughter journey, about standing up, walking away, and reconnecting, and how she actually is transmuting that journey into one of self-awareness and rediscovering her own self-worth. So, Sandra, you had just been talking about that, as well as aspects that were obviously very hard in terms of how your mother and also others around you were receiving your stand, shall we say. So I'd be curious next about mindsets and attitudes that maybe you found helpful in your own process that can aid caregivers of aging parents, or, you know, maybe even parents, to develop better relationships with their own children, so that we who are, you know, baby boomers don't kind of create the same issues and dynamics as we grow older the way your mom did with you. So take it away, Sandra.
That's so true. And you said earlier, Carol Ann, that it is a process. And that's exactly what I experienced, as have many of my clients. So my mindset, you know, my dad was loving and kind. And he always told me, he said, Sam, he called me Sam. He said, Sam, you have the natural skills to do anything you want in life. So it was his love and belief in me, Carol Ann, that actually saved me. So because of him, I believed in myself. And so how that translated for me was that when I identified that something wasn't working, I had a problem, something was broken inside, I always went for help. The other belief and the other mindset, I guess, that I had is no one will ever hurt me again. And so, the invisible, I had an invisible ring around me, like those inflatable pool rings you float on in the water. Mm-hmm. And so that was my protection, that no one's going to get in that space. And so I started removing myself from unhealthy relationships or situations. And it could have been siblings, friends. I couldn't actually walk away from my mother at that point, but I would learn how to end the conversation on the phone if I needed to. Another huge helping factor for me was to have compassion for myself and stop judging myself. And to do that, it meant I had to accept, number one, that my lack of self-worth was not my fault. And it happened in childhood. It was perpetuated right into my adult life. To know that I am lovable, as we all are, just because we exist. We don't have to deserve love. We don't have to earn it. It's our right. And you said earlier, that I matter, and that's important. Another huge mindset for me was, just because she's my mother, I don't have to put up with it. Yes, she's someone who gave birth to me, but if she wasn't related to me, I would not be her friend. A huge line that has changed my life, and I'm sure it'll change others. But everything is neutral until you give it meaning. So think about that. Everything is neutral until you give it meaning. So you make a statement, 10 people are listening, and they walk away with 10 different perspectives. And so everybody has their own perspective. My mom talked to me and treated me in her own way. And so just because it was her view doesn't mean it has to be my view. Parenting stops at age 18. We become adults. So we have to stop being victims. We have to stop, blaming our parents for what went on and find and carve out our own path. So we no longer need their approval. And I know many people that are in their 50s, 60s, 70s that still are looking for approval from their parents. And it's sad.
And it's challenging at this chapter of life, because Sandra, that the things that kind of get buried in the cobwebs of time at earlier years can surface hugely during this particular chapter, and all the unhealed stuff comes to the fore. I know that you have done tremendous amounts of personal growth work upon yourself. Huge, huge. They have characterized our conversation, and it won't stop until you take your last breath. I'm very certain about that for you. And so you're right. You emphasize certain things with our audience here. Are you taking that in? Yeah, because these are very rich and important points, each and of themselves. So I know that you worked a lot on attitude, and I know you've also done a lot to develop some strategies to get through, this whole process. So what have been some of those?
Well, as a result, Caroline, of my life's experiences, I became very passionate about healthy relationships. I don't want other people to go through what I went through, or if they are in there, here's some steps to help you. So through counseling, research, educating myself, and as you mentioned, coaching over 10,000 people, I've been able to identify 5 critical factors to healthy relationships, and they actually work. And the first one is, look in the mirror first. What is your contribution to a relationship? And the only way you're going to be healthy in a relationship is to know who you are. What are your strengths? What are your values? What are your passions? I call that a personal foundation. And hold on tight and don't let anybody take that away from you. Number 2 is, set your boundaries. Know what you will and will not accept. And when you have that, your next one is to find your voice. Learn how to speak up for yourself in a respectful way. Once you've got that, manage expectations in your relationships. If it's a roommate, a parent, a spouse, a friend, you've got to ensure that there's clarity of what you need from each other. And the last one is, communicate and address conflict. There's an absolute art to dealing with conflict, and I suggest you learn it. Speak up for yourself, listen to what somebody else has to say without being defensive, and recognize when you've hit a wall and know when to walk away. We all know that we can't change another person. We can't control them, but we can certainly control our level of involvement. And so it's those strategies that have helped me with my parents and anything else with my clients.
And in all of your connections, because I know you have gone to great lengths over the past several years as well to craft effective, partner relationship, and with your own growing children, and now with your grandchildren. So you are really influencing across generations. And to me, that is the opportunity in all of this, folks, where we have our own experiences growing up. Sandra's and mine parallel a lot, where the dad was more supportive, you know, and thank goodness for the fathers in many regards. However, we have learned that we have the power to transform and transmute and heal across multiple generations. I loved a recent picture of you with your mother, one of your daughters, your granddaughter, and you, and like four generations of strong women, I think you said. And that's a huge, huge shift that you represent in a visual form, that the four of you were together. And you have really been at the heart of it, Sandra, because of the work you've done. So let's just pause on that note. And we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins, My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
So everyone, thanks for the honor of being part of your day. We never take you for granted. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. And we're thrilled to connect today with speaker, author, business consultant, and coach Sandra Lee about standing up, walking away, and reconnecting. And that this is very much her own emotional mother-daughter journey about which she is being appreciatively transparent. Always, we still have Sandra for the next period of time, so feel free to call in if you'd like at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And I hope that you're starting to connect with some barriers maybe that hold you back from being the kind of conscious caregiver and or possibly parent that you choose to be, because certainly Sandra has been sharing a lot of the powerful attitudes and mindsets, as well as a five-part series of strategies that she has discovered along the way from what I call colloquially the school of hard knocks, you know. And so, Sandra, I know for a fact that you've also learned a ton about yourself that I'm sure will be of interest with listeners. So what would you say to that one?
Well, you know, Carol Ann, I will share about myself, definitely. But this is also what I find very common with most of my clients that I'm coaching. It's actually fascinating. So for me personally, I've always had self-esteem, knowing that I was good at certain aspects of my job and confident in my skills and abilities. But what I didn't know was that I lacked self-worth. And that was the one piece that held me back from achieving my full potential. And so here I am. I'm a confident, capable, intelligent woman. And I'd have these moments that I would feel like a little girl. I just feel so insecure, so juvenile. And I didn't understand why. But what I learned through counseling is that I had a hurt little girl inside of me who never had a chance to heal the wounds of her childhood. And there's so many people that have that. You know, when we get triggered, something sets us off. Often it's that. And you mentioned it earlier. This little girl inside me had a fear of abandonment and betrayal of the people closest to me. And that was my unconscious trigger. It was my unconscious fear. So picture a set of glasses I'm wearing, and I see the world through this unconscious fear. So I'm in a relationship, and my husband tells me something wonderful about me, and I don't believe it. Because the little girl is, you know, sticking up her head and saying, you know what? He's going to hurt you like everybody else did. And I had to learn to recognize that. And that's huge for almost every client that I speak to, too. So it was interesting to find that I'm in common company. But what I also learned is how to not react, how to catch the little girl. And this one's huge for anybody out there. You know, when your parent or somebody says something to you and it sets you off, as quickly as you can to not react, but to be able to say to myself, okay, is this big Sandra or is this little Sandy? Is this the adult me or is it the little me? And if it's the little me, I actually had to talk to myself and say, you know what, honey, I don't need you to protect me. I don't need your comment. Why don't you go play in the playground? It's okay. Like to that degree, I had to do that. I had to identify the two different ones and talk to her and tell her to go away. And it took me time, but I've been able to heal her. I don't think she'll ever be 100% healed. I'm always going to be sensitive to certain types of behaviors, but I don't get caught up in that anymore. I can see things objectively, and I recognize when I'm being triggered, and I can push it aside. And that's huge. Another piece that I learned is that my mother lacks the capacity to give me what I need. She will never be able to heal that little girl. I had to heal her myself with counseling. And I have to accept that. So there was a mourning process you have to go through. There's an amazing book, and it's called Mothers Who Can't Love by Dr. Susan Forward. She's an amazing, amazing author. This book is very, very interesting, and it talks about five different types of mothers and their behaviors and the impact it has on daughters, although it can apply to sons too. But I guess the other piece that I really had to do, Carolyn, was to learn to grow up and heal myself. The day that I recognized that my mother is not going to give me what I need and I have to do it myself was the day I grew up. And that was hard. But now I'm fearless. Now I'm, you know, I can soar because I don't have anything holding me back.
Well, that is potent beyond belief, Sandra. I'm recalling as you share my own first therapist who said the old stuff always comes back first, but the measure of growth is basically where you can click in with new scripts, new beliefs, new attitudes, new mindsets, new strategies, so that you shorten the distance of time between when you were hijacked or into self-sabotage in some fashion, and you move over to who you really are. And you know, so I think this is so valuable, what you are saying with people, because essentially in the very kind way that you are, you also are indicating that it is up to us to heal ourselves. And, you know, when you grew up at the time that you recognized that, I'd also add that that's when you liberated yourself and your essence and brought that forward even more than what I know has been the case in our interactions across the years. So there may be the start in this segment, just before we take a break, there may be some additional awareness or maybe knowledge that you want to impart with caregivers. Is there anything that we haven't yet started to express here, Sandra?
Well, I think many of us are caught in victim mindset and we don't realize it. You don't have to be a victim anymore. You don't have to be a victim to your circumstances. You know, the 80% of those people I've coached are unhappy because they live according to someone else's agenda. They were never given the opportunity to create their own as a child. And that pattern continues into adulthood. So my message is this: live your life according to what's in your heart and not what others expect of you. Your parents had their own set of beliefs and expectations based on their upbringing, their experiences, their religion, their culture. That's how they view the world, but that's their story. What's yours? You have the right to find your own. And lastly, that you absolutely have to know who you are and stand up for it. It is the most important factor to having a healthy relationship. It starts with you. When you know who you are and you've got your own act together, you're in a better position to contribute positively to a relationship.
It really comes back centrally to standing up for you, knowing who you are, and being grounded in that. So just hold on that note, Sandra. We're coming back from a little bit of a break. Here we are, your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. Stand by, everyone.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality? But it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating. Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant. Like, I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
French Rastafarian baker Chef Hugues Mott is a fourth-generation baker and has worked in 11 countries across three continents. Born in Mulhouse, France, he began apprenticing in his father's bakery at age 12 and has devoted his life to learning cultures of the world from inside kitchens across the globe. He also teaches traditional French baking by hosting demonstrations and classes, and his passion for baking is reflected in his delicious confections. With a deep respect for discipline and his Rastafarian way of life, Chef Hugues Mott exemplifies commitment to tradition and culture in a global world. Traveling extensively and combining a myriad of flavors into his recipes, Chef Hugues Mott brings a unique approach to baking. To read more about the French Rastafarian baker, visit www.frenchchefhugues.com. That's H-U-G-U-E-S. Bon appetit and bless up.
Always, I am so grateful that you choose to be a treasured member of our audience. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we're chatting today with relationship intelligence expert Sandra Lee. And, you know, she deserves to have that title for all of the inner growth work that she has been doing for years and years that is now also showing in the outer world, because although we're here under the guise of elder care, this doesn't mean she doesn't influence, you know, thousands of clients around the world with her relationship expertise born of educating herself in the areas of psychology, child development, parenting, you know, human behavior, personal relationships, you name it. And I am curious to hear what she's going to say next about kind of the impacts of this whole process as she has now been experiencing them and kind of going forward from today. So, Sandra, please share those things with us.
Absolutely, Carolyn. Thank you. You know, one of the most amazing points that I learned through counseling is that in the first 7 years of life as children, we have no idea, we have no discernment if what our parents are doing is right or wrong. So our parents could invalidate us unconsciously by saying, don't say that. Watch what the neighbors say. So we learn to shut up. Or we learn, we're actually quite resourceful and smart and resilient, and you learn what you can and can't do as a kid. But to make a long story short, our parents tend to bury who we really are. And so over the years, layers and layers and layers are built up over top of us. And here we are, this poor little kid who doesn't have a voice. And it happens in adulthood, you get upset in a relationship and you don't know where it came from. And then you start your counseling and you learn. And this is not just my story, it's many other clients. And so what happens is in my particular case, as a kid, I would fight back. I remember being so mad and I'm vacuuming in my room and I'm going, she's a bitch, she's a bitch, she's such a bitch. And the door slams open. What did you say? And smack, 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 smack. Like that was my life. I fought back. But what happened to me was my very first marriage, I was 19. I'm married to get out of the house. And I thought I loved my then husband, but you know what? He was a male version of my mother. How would I know that? That's what I was used to. And after two kids and 6.5 years of marriage, I ended the relationship. My kids were 3 and 1.5, and I walked out. I got married again to someone who was very happy. I knew no one would hurt me again like that first husband. But the next one, he had his own emotional challenges. He was an adult child of alcoholic parents, and we just couldn't get it together. And I ended that after 1.5 years. He should have been a boyfriend. Then I was alone for a long time. And then I met someone who was a wonderful husband. He idolized me. He was very loving. But we were both two dysfunctional people, and who I was intimidating for him. It just didn't work. So after 15 years and a daughter, we ended that relationship. And I forced myself to be alone, to, you know, in between these relationships, because I had to grow. And I am now remarried. I've done all this work. I've been counseling so much through the years. And also through the years, I would take it out on my own kids. I remember getting really angry at my kids once, and then I went, you know what, guys? I am sorry. There is nothing you can possibly do that would cause me to yell at you. So I have some things that are bothering mommy. This is when they're younger. And I said, I will stop myself. And you have the right to say, mommy, but it's not your responsibility to stop my behavior. I will. And I stopped right then. I don't yell at them. I don't hit my kids. And I've always been very supportive and listening to them. And I have a pretty good relationship with my kids now, and I'm really proud of them. And they're 36, 35, and 22. And we talk about relationships, and they see what goes on. So you've got to not carry that legacy forward. It's like the movie The Joy Luck Club. How one generation to the next passes on the legacy. It's important to stop the negative part of it. And now I just got remarried. I'm 59 years old. I'll be 60 this year. My husband's 67. We got married in February, and part of my speech was that my husband, I said, you've given me the greatest gift that anybody could ever give me. And I started to cry because I couldn't get the words out. And I said, you have given me a safe place to land. I know that you will never walk out on me. You will never hurt me. And I just can't describe how important that is. But it's interesting how once I did my own inner work on myself, I closed my void. The world looked, Caroline, like a completely different place. Things that used to bother me don't bother me anymore. I can look at my mother and I can listen to her and say, okay, whatever. But I'm now reconnecting. And yes, that picture you talked about, I invited her into my home for the first time in 3 years. She was here for Easter. And she was pretty good. She wasn't fabulous, but she was pretty good. And she was here for 2 days, and it was a start. And it'll never go back to the way it was, but I still won't have her live with me. I will never leave her destitute on the street. That will never happen. I'll always make sure she's okay. But we have a bit of a reconnection. So it's definitely been an evolution.
And it's been a miraculous one, born of that hard work underneath the surface, to say the least. Now, I don't want you to make me cry on air about your recent marriage. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We could talk about that alone. But we are coming to the end of our time, and I want to make sure to give you the opportunity to share with us. Now, where on earth can we learn more about the famous Sandra Lee?
Well, I do have a website, Caroline. It's called connectwithsandra.com. And really, if you want more information, I would suggest you go to the blogs there, because it's all about the relationship with yourself or your partner or relationships at work. And you can see the themes running through the blogs. So I have a Believe blog for personal growth. I have a Sparks blog for romance. And then I have an At Work section. I will be starting up an online group coaching session on how to build your own personal foundation. Find your strengths, your values, what you stand for, et cetera, how to build your boundaries. And if you're interested in participating in that, please go online and just sign up on my sign-up list there. And when the program is ready to start, sometime in the next 6 months at the latest, I will send you information. You're welcome to participate.
That is very good, very good information. And Sandra, what is your website again, just so that we catch it?
It's connectwithsandra.com.
Okay, very cool. I know that there is a wealth of resources there, so I truly invite people to not just take this, oh yeah, well, we're citing Sandra's site. No, actually go there. And unbelievably, our time together is coming to an end, Sandra Lee. And folks, couldn't you just listen to the sharing of her expertise much longer? I know I could. And so to return where we started, I sincerely hope there's more than one takeaway that you will be implementing into your caregiving or possibly life in general starting right away, because Sandra has certainly brought forward her richness, and now it's up to each of us, as she would say herself, to harness those mindsets and strategies. And personally, Sandra, I have so appreciated your visibility and vulnerability in tracing with us your own mother-daughter journey from standing up to walking away to recently reconnecting. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Carolyn, and thank you, everybody, for listening. I appreciate the time and opportunity.
Very nice. Sandra, as I mentioned with everyone, we know each other also personally, and so I look forward, just as a by-the-by, to catching up with you in the near future. Sandra, you're welcome to stay on with us, and for right now, your expertise has been more than helpful. So we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed-out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration, plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Introducing BetterHomeAndGarden.com. That's www.BetterHomeAndGarden.com with just the letter N in Better Home and Garden. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the highest quality products on the market that are environmentally safe and effective, and to make them available to you at the lowest possible prices. BetterHomeAndGarden.com understands that kind of creativity and do-it-yourself attitude. Thus, we developed our website, BetterHomeAndGarden.com. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the following products right online: bath, bedding, collectibles, craft, sewing and hobby, food and beverage, furniture, home decor, kitchen and dining, lamps and lighting, large appliances, musical instruments, outdoor cooking, patio items, pet supplies, plant and garden, rug and floor covering, small appliances, travel and luggage, and so much more. Better Home and Garden is an online retailer offering a wide variety of high-quality brand-name merchandise at discount prices. Our service is personal and we aim to please. Visit us at www.BetterHomeAndGarden.com. Make your home your own.
Welcome back to our last few moments with one another today. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. And here's something, just as we wrap up and preview next week, that our guest, Sandra Lee, may not know. Today marks the 16-year anniversary of entering my entrepreneurship, and that was cold turkey without a padded bank account necessarily, after 25 years employed in various organizations in corporate Canada. And, you know, I must say that on May 1st, 2003, I hardly knew what to do with myself, if not for having a one-on-one customized client workshop to facilitate. And given how Sandra has always championed me personally and professionally, I have been so grateful to share this special date with her. Because in 2003, I had just published my own co-authored book, The A to Z Guide to Soul-Inspiring Leadership, but little did I know at the time that my parents' decline would catapult this whole other trajectory for my work in the world, and why I'm now on a mission to save caregivers a fraction of my own anguish. Given that May is Mother's Day month, next week we will be joined by a guest whose first book, When I Die, Take My Panties, Turning Your Darkest Moments into Your Greatest Gift, chronicles the experience of coping with her mother's death from ovarian cancer, along with her core message that everything that comes our way is meant to teach us about ourselves. And that's when you will learn more about how I hold my own mother nowadays compared to what I shared earlier. Plus, we also have an upcoming broadcast on aging gracefully, and this is something that I regularly implore the baby boomer generation, which is many of our listeners, to do when we ourselves come to the chapter of life where those with children gently suggest some new options for perhaps navigating the last third of life with ease and grace. And toward that end, I remind you of a couple of resources of my own. My website, copingwithuncopableparents.com, is the place where you can go to book your own confidential readiness session to determine if you're ready, willing, and able to receive the support available to navigate this marathon with less stress and greater health while keeping intact your work, relationships, and life. That's copingwithuncopableparents.com, or you can send me an email at carolann@carolannhamilton.com. And you will find there one of my packages is called Manage Your Elder Care Stress Quick Start Package, which might be great if you're starting to see signs of decline in your folks and you thought you were managing okay, but now you're not so much and you need something to help you work with change-resistant senior attitudes and gain relief from the stress that is starting to impact more and more of your life. And, you know, caregiving is closing in. So the question is, how do you stay calm in the face of crisis? And not just via trite advice or pat answers, but real down-to-earth strategies to cope physically, emotionally, mentally, and more, so that you keep your own life intact. Meanwhile, you can always go to my archives at boldbravemedia.com under shows, the hyphen conscious hyphen caregiver, under self-help or health, because there you'll find an array of topics, more than one I'm sure will suit your purposes. So as always, we recognize that you have been strong too long. And my invitation is, how about you dare to care with flair? We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice. Right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
At Bromwich & Smith, we hope you haven't heard of us, because we hope you haven't had to deal with mounting debt. But if you are starting to feel debt's pressure, our hope is to provide you with hope. Bromwich & Smith is a licensed insolvency trustee committed to providing debt relief. To learn about consumer proposals, a flexible, federally protected alternative to bankruptcy, visit bromwichandsmith.com, spelled BROMWICHandSmith.com.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.